Top Jimmy Albertson, Minneapolis. We're back to Minneapolis. Yeah. Bob Cycle, your title sponsor. I'd like to see Bob's back in the game.
Yeah, man. Bob's is, they're just like the OG of kind of the mail order online stuff. Been around since 71. And I can remember when I was a 10-year-old kid going up to Millville and, you know, just begging my dad to buy me anything and everything out of the Bob's Cycle.
Remember the tent they had with just everything?
Dude, like anything. My big thing was when we go to that tent, there's all sorts of motocross movies. And like I could usually talk my dad into motocross movies because he's like, oh, I like you watching the pros and stuff like that. But no, it was cool. It was
back to your race.
No, it was cool. The Bob's guys stepped up, man. They're awesome. But yeah, we'll start talking about our race here.
26 laps, I think, again or something. I didn't quite take a look, but didn't look like a lot of fun. Track broke down again. Track was soft. Not a great track either for passing. I don't want to be negative Nancy here, but just not a whole lot going on out there.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame because, like, the Dirtworks guys want to say all day long, oh, well, if you come up and tell us that the track's screwed up or something's wrong, then we'll fix it. But that's, you know, complete BS because at Dallas, I told them that landing of that triple was going to be a problem. And the guy told me, oh, yeah, we'll look at it. We'll work on it. They didn't do anything. And a bunch of guys KO'd themselves on that landing. So this weekend, I made an Instagram post about the track. Took a picture of one of the downsides that wasn't finished, and then one of the main track builders comes and, you know, calls me a little bitch on Twitter, and it's like, or on Instagram, it's like, you know what, screw you, man. Like, I told you guys last week, I'm not gonna waste my breath. I'm just gonna man up and ride the track, you know? But I am gonna tell you, you're doing a piss poor job.
They don't have enough dirt, it looks like, for these longer mains.
Well, you know, it's not that. Like, dude, honestly, we rock at the track, and the track is unfinished in spots.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need for that. I see people that get paid to come out and do Robbie's tracks, Trey's tracks, the Dream Tracks guys, Randy Poulter, maybe my brother when he does track work. They finish it off, slick it back, like, make it look professional and not like some hack job with the sides of the jumps unfinished, the freaking inside of the whoops have freaking like steep walls down them. It's like, I don't know, it's a bit frustrating when it comes to that, but I don't know, it is what it is. Like, I'm not going to waste my breath anymore, but then again, they need to learn to take some criticism.
Honestly, guys like you, They'll listen to the factory guys, if that. You know what I mean? It really is. That's the way it is.
Yeah, they'll close their mouths and shake their heads and right, you know, suck up to the factory guys, but guys like me. But no, it was all right night though. You know, I made it to Maine, got 20th, I believe. But I think actually these next two weekends, I'm unsure. I don't think I'm gonna do Atlanta next weekend. I don't think I'm gonna do Toronto. I'm gonna go home and I wanna get hard working and training again and get on a good routine, and I want to feel like confident coming to the races like I did at Anaheim 1. It's been kind of a shit show since Anaheim, or since San Diego, the concussion. So I kind of want to get back home, get settled, and get like a solid 2 weeks of training and riding in so I can have that confidence when I come out to practice.
Yeah, it's you fall behind 1 week, the compounds itself, you're behind the next week, it just kind of keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah, there's no way to like catch up. So I think just going home and not racing the next couple weeks and regrouping is going to be good, and speaking of the devil, working with Robbie during the week, Raynard, and just getting on that program. We got a new Supercross track that Randy Poulter just built, and then we got two of them out there, just get back home and start training with Bogle and Bloss and Fortner and all those guys.
Well, last question. I talked to Alex Ray and Clayson about this last week in the podcast. When you start getting lapped, it really throws your whole race into chaos a little bit. You don't want to be that guy, but you're trying to race forward.
Yeah, it sucks, but I mean, what do you do?
Don't get lapped?
Yeah, don't get lapped. That's, you know, I think I said that last weekend to you or on some podcast we did. Wrap up. The best solution for that is just go faster and don't get lapped.
All right, man. Well, hey, maybe we'll see you next week. If not, down the road. Thanks, man.
All right, no problem.